0-1 pitch to him. Fly ball left field. Is it deep enough? Back near the wall. Left fielder looks up, and that ball is gone. It's a three-run bomb from Cooper McMurray. That's how you break out of a slump. McMurray has given Auburn the lead with a three-run bomb right over the War Eagle sign and the monster in left, and the Tigers have claimed the lead 7-5. Cooper ran harder to get over here than he did on the bases today, but you didn't have to run very hard.
Yeah,
did you make an adjustment today? Lucky you were a little further off the plate, and boy, you were seeing the ball and pounding it today.
Yeah, I mean, it's just coming back out and trying to win a game and, you know, scratching and clawing and, you know, building the confidence in our squad. You know, we can beat anybody in the country, and that's the number one team over there, and it's a heck of a program. And, you know, hopefully this will take us into the momentum into next week and go get one in College Station.
Take us through the home run, a big, big moment in this game.
Yeah, I mean, when in those big moments, you got to try and do the little things right, and thankfully I was able to, and not try to hit a home run, but, you know, get on top of the baseball and drive it somewhere and help the team win.
Four RBIs today. On the other RBI, you drove it with a ton of topspin, and it got down. It seems like the last couple of games, all those line drives have been at somebody. That one got down, and that was a big RBI as well.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's baseball. You know, there's going to be stretches where you're hitting balls hard right at guys, and I think that's what happened to us a little bit this weekend. But, you know, we're going to keep swinging it and keep throwing the zone.
Cooper, congratulations. A lot of optimism now as you go on the road out to Texas next week. Oh, I wanted to ask you one other thing. Were you on the same team with Hewlett at Kansas?
Yes, sir. He's in my class, and he's one of my good buddies. So,
all right. So you got a chance to swing against him. He got you once,
yeah,
but you may see him again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Congratulations, War Eagles.
Thank you, War Eagles.
The 0-2 to Souza. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Strike up the band, Mr. Souza. Uncle John Phillip could lead him.
Nice.
What a great pitch.
Like that. Had to work that in.
That was good.
Well, you came on today. Congratulations. Got the save. A high-energy situation. Biggest crowd in program history. And they're on their feet at the end. What goes through your mind when you see a setting like that for a closer?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to keep calm. You got to trust in your stuff. You got to trust the defense behind you. You got to trust the work you've been putting in your whole entire life. So just going out there, kind of tuning out the noise a little bit and just doing what you do.
Two innings, you faced seven batters, and that was it. Walked one and blew the rest right down. I want to ask you now, John Cohen was sitting with us, legendary baseball coach, now the athletic director. When you caught the foul ball, you jumped up after being knocked down by your teammate, Ike Irish, and you saluted somebody either in the stands or in the dugout. What's the story there?
Well, whenever I got ran over, I kind of went blurry for a little second, and I was like, what just happened? And then I got up, and I saw the ball in my glove, and I looked, and the first person I saw was Christian Herberholt. So I looked to him, and I said, let's go. So that was kind of the story behind that.
So nobody yelling at you from the dugout about pitchers being athletes, huh?
No, sir, but they know we're athletes now.
Okay, well, it got to be a big momentum burst for you, a big confidence burst for you as you get into the meat of the conference schedule to get this one. We won't say salvage because you played well enough to win all three games here, and you finally got rewarded today.
Yes, sir. I mean, coming in, and especially the results, I mean, we won one. We wanted to win the series. But coming in, we know we can play with anybody in the country. And so we're starting to put it together, and that's all it takes.
All right. Congratulations on getting the first save of hopefully many down the stretch, War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle. Thank you.
All right. Payoff pitch to Edmondson. On the way. Struck him out. Edmondson swings and misses, and Auburn wins game three. Cannon strikes out two in the inning, and the Tigers win here this afternoon, 8-6.
This might have been what Abner Doubleday was thinking about when he invented this game. Almost a perfect day for baseball, and what a game it was.
It was perfect. I think from a tallying standpoint, I think it's the largest crowd we ever had here at Plainsman Park.
Largest crowd in Auburn history.
I think that's unbelievable, especially with the last 2 weeks. But I have to tell you, I told you the emotions of our team and really the effort. I could just see it all week, and it's been tough. And I think we've been hurting, but they absolutely stayed in it, especially after not getting what they wanted in 2-1 run ball games to hang in there. And I think it was evidenced by one play, if you're wondering if our team's still fighting, when you saw Cannon and Ike Irish absolutely tackle one another trying to go for that foul ball, that pop-up there in the eighth inning. And I mean, I hate them. I want them to communicate a little bit more, but that's the effort. Neither one of them could probably get there, and they both were there.
We'll ask him a little later, but do you know who Will Cannon was saluting after he came up with the ball? Somebody in the dugout had to say something.
Yeah, I have no idea. Just we had worked on that from Tuesday. We had a pop-up and thought that maybe the pitcher might have to be a little more involved, so I think they were celebrating that teaching point earlier in the week.
Let's talk about your pitching first. You got Joseph Gonzalez out there. Ran into a little trouble late, but he got you really three good innings before he ran into trouble, and then the bullpen was just stellar.
Well, we had three goose eggs and then the three-run homer, you know, that happens so much in this league. It only takes one of them to bite you, and he got that. And then that fourth run, the ball started getting in the air a little bit more after the home run, and we just thought this is a day you wanted that ball to beat on the ground, so we went ahead and went to the bullpen. Myers gave us a little work there, an inning and two-thirds, and he was really on track versus the righties, and that's what shortened his outing. He was kind of off track versus the lefties, so the two lefties really got him at the top of the lineup. Stovall and Diggs are two great hitters, and so we moved on, and Parker Carlson just really competed at a high level, which he's done all year long, and then we finally really got a meaningful game in Will Cannon's hands, and he took us to the finish line today.
Well, it capped a week that's been just stellar game after stellar game, and you could have won them all. You really could have lost them all. You wind up 2-2, and it was a heck of a week.
There's no doubt. I mean, in some ways, you can see if you could get one more. You can't really play that game. Can we get one more pitch, one more hit? You could absolutely blew this week out. But, you know, we got 8 weeks. We got 2 months together, and all this roller coaster, which is the SEC, we're just going to keep our heads down, close our ranks, and just keep fighting every day. My job is to keep these guys just coming out with consistent effort, and that's all I'm focused on, and I'll just let the chips fall where they may.
Okay, on the offensive side, we talked about it last night. Lots more really good at-bats than tonight, today. A ton of good at-bats, and they finally started paying off for you guys.
Well, we just knocked the door down. You went six games without a big inning, which we quantify as three or more runs, so that makes it tough. But, you know, when you start pitching, this week we pitched more consistently.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you turned a corner there. When you got a chance on the mound, you got a chance to be competitive every day, and that's what I would love to see continue. But McMurray really had a tough 2 days, and you know, he really carried us 10 days before that. And to see him, like, at the end of the series, to come and have a couple of bats, he got a hit early. The backside home run just knocked the door down and created the big six-run inning. And you know, that was huge to the outcome of today's ball game.
Great game on a beautiful day. Coach, congratulations. We look down the road, and a lot of optimism for this team going into the toughest schedule in America. You got to go on the road next weekend, but you do it with a sense of optimism with the way the pitchers are performing and the hitters coming alive.
Yep, just keep fighting.
Good luck. War Eagle.
War Eagle.